is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. And that was Elaine Silver singing We're Standing in the Possibility of a New Life for You and Me. I have a wonderful guest tonight, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have musician Richard Shulman as my guest, as well as Bonnie. Bonnie's joining us tonight, and we're having kind of a very cozy Thanksgiving weekend chat.
There you go.
Good evening, Richard. How are you?
Elizabeth, I'm great. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Well, you know, I wanted to tell people how we met with Hilda Charlton, who we were talking about a little bit ago, at the New Jersey Metaphysical Association. Do you remember that evening?
Yes, I remember that evening. I remember seeing you there, and of course I remember I remember the class. That was maybe the last class that I attended with Hilda, and she actually gave me a beautiful opportunity to lead a meditation and play the piano at the same time.
Oh, wow. Well, I know she did pass 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
And that was the first and only time I ever met her. I was with my friend Evelyn. You remember Evelyn?
I sure do.
And she lives out here now near me, and she will be at the concert, so you'll be seeing her again when you come out. But
great.
Hilda was very, very special, and she taught that evening about 2012 and what we were going to be coming into. And luckily, a lot of her work has been preserved, right, Richard?
Yes. It's at hildacharlton.com. There's a lot of her stuff is there, and there's a lot of books out as well.
And that's great. So how are you doing?
I'm doing just great. I'm in the midst of preparing for auditions for my new musical, which is going to be produced in March here in Asheville, North Carolina, where I live, as its first full production.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful. Now, this is the one that you were writing last year, is it not?
Yes, it's called A Dream of Camelot.
Oh, wow.
I'm looking very much forward to that. We've heard little bits and pieces, and I think I saw a video clip, actually. So when will you be doing performances of that?
It's going to be in Asheville March 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's a weekend.
We'll be cruising and
actually,
cruising.
The most amazing thing is they opened up the Masonic Temple to public performances. And so this mystical musical is going to be at the Masons, at the Masonic Temple.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
I get a real kick out of it.
I do, too. I think that's cute. Well, you know, one of my favorite pieces that you did was Camelot Revisited. Why don't you talk a little bit about Camelot? It's so beautiful.
Yes, Camelot Reawakened. Back in 96, I didn't really know, well, I had studied Camelot, but I actually received an initiation when I was preparing to do a musical soul portrait for somebody. As I tuned in and asked for the music for that person that I would channel, I saw, instead of hearing, I saw a sword descending from in my inner vision. And I opened my eyes and said to the client, "Did you see what I saw?" And she said, "I have one word for you, Camelot." So that was the beginning of me creating a symphonic work called Camelot Reawakened. And that was, it took 5 years to write. It was performed and recorded here in Asheville with members of the Asheville Symphony. And then I also did a video which talks about the energies behind the music. And Camelot Reawakened is about dreams come true.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a fifth-dimensional piece, and it took you 5 years. I remember when you were working on it, Richard, but when was it performed?
It was performed right after 9/11. It was January 2002, and it was recorded that night, and then it came out as a CD that year, and then it took 3 years to put the video together for it.
Wow, that's true. You've done such great work. I remember when you went to Tuscany and you worked on Assisi. That was exciting. I wish I could have gone.
Oh, well, Assisi, Italy is one of the most magical places on the planet, and it's just it's where St. Francis and St. Clair of Assisi were born and lived some of their lives. Actually, St. Clair lived most of her life there, and St. Francis, when he was around, he was there, but he wandered all around. He did a lot of walking meditation and going to different towns and talking about God and everything.
That was quite a trip. And, of course, I think, didn't you do something for the animals when you did that music, Richard?
Yes, there was a song called I Meet the Animals, which was part of my pilgrimage. That song came out of an experience as I was walking up on a pilgrimage to for my own spiritual awakening and also to bring that awakening into music for people to hear and to experience. What happened was this donkey and dog walked out of an orchard and were walking up the road along with me, except on the opposite side of the road. And I started to walk over towards them, and they kind of shied away. And then so I said, oh, I'm supposed to be on this side. So I kept walking, and they walked with me. And then a nun came out of the orchard and kind of yelled up to me, saying, San Francesco. And I turned around and looked at her, and she goes, oh, St. Francis. So I have a feeling that the nun could see what I was not able to see. And the story with St. Francis is that for the last couple years of his life, he had the stigmata and wasn't able to walk and rode a donkey. Yeah. And so I think that Francis was in his etheric body on that donkey. And so that was my meeting of the animals, and it was quite an extraordinary journey.
Well, there are many pictures of St. Francis with animals coming up to him, and that's always been special to me because my grandmother would walk outside and all the animals would come up to her when I was very little.
That's beautiful.
She would go out in the afternoon and feed them at lunchtime, and I would watch through the window. It was so exciting.
Yeah, there's a special divine connection, especially with humans that are attuned to the animals. There's something very beautiful that happens.
Yeah, it's a magical energy. You know, we're going to hear something that you've done called welcome music. So let's welcome, and we can feel the animals as well as we welcome everybody else at Thanksgiving.
And that, of course, was Richard Shulman, and Welcome from one of my favorite albums. And I play that all the time, Richard. I want you to know the higher dimension. Whenever I have a client in my office, when I'm doing body work, and it just takes us to, well, a higher dimension. It's incredible. Thank you so much for doing that.
That's very beautiful. Yeah, thanks.
Go right ahead.
Well, I'm so happy to know when people use my music for healing sessions or for whatever they use it for, for spiritual work. It's really a gift to, you know, have had that work come through me, and then
yes.
to know that it's doing good in the world.
When I don't have it, I feel like I've forgotten my shoes or something. It's that important. I use it that often. I love it.
Wow.
So I hope you'll share a little bit of that with us when you come to the concert next week, when you do your concert for the BCMA for our holiday show.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to the concert, and I don't know, maybe I'll do something from a higher dimension. Everything in that album was improvised at the time, but I do know some of the music because I've heard
it. Right. Well, that's one of my favorite things about your music. I understand that you do something more of a soul portrait than an actual written composition, where the spirit moves you and you just sort of go with it and record it all, and wherever the spirit leads you is where we go.
Right. It's called a musical soul portrait, and what I do is I set an intent before working with a person or a group. And for sure we'll do a musical soul portrait at the concert next week. What was I about to say? I set an intent for music for the highest good, highest and best good for the person or the group, and then I open up and I allow myself to hear the music and to play it as I hear it.
Well, one of the things that you did last year, which I hope you're going to do again, is you tuned into the entire group, and at the end of the first half, you played to the group, and it just blew everybody away. People had tears for days, Bonnie. Do you remember that?
I do remember. In fact, that's one of my strongest memories, the impression that is left behind when you fill the auditorium with music. Well, there really aren't any words. It was incredible. And
well, you know,
I look very much forward to that again, yes.
You know what happens? What happens is as I tune into the souls of the people, and it's the aspects of those people that are in alignment and at one with the divine or at one with God. And whenever that aspect of a person or a group is touched, the music that comes is always glorious. And sometimes in our normal lives, we forget that connection and how beautiful that is and how ascended and how wonderful.
It's overpowering, and it's really needed during the holiday time, because as we reunite with our families, a lot of us have pain and very sad memories of our families, and it's hard to cope with that, but it's always wonderful to be with the ones that we love and share with, and you make that a lot easier with your music, Richard.
Well, you know, it's so beautiful because this is the time of finding that inner light, and since that inner light is actually very strong right under all of the stress. So by tuning
into that,
it melts
it all away, doesn't it, Bonnie? It just melts it all away.
It sure does. And you know what? We're going to talk a little bit more with Richard about how he creates these soul portraits. But right now we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
Next week, December 5th, at 9 p.m. Eastern, Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, will be discussing raising your consciousness and embracing the spiritual chakras. When one lives in a life dedicated to raising one's consciousness, that of others and other planetary culture, It is also a path geared towards the natural healing and harmonization of self. This is because a higher consciousness is the principle of the oneness connection as it evolves in nature. Since self-healing, reconnection, healing, and consciousness are inseparable, this is why when something falls on our head, consciousness immediately rushes there. It is a consciousness of pain. Imagine raising consciousness as akin to raising an orphan in our modern world. This is because consciousness is not well recognized in modern physics, chemistry, or biotechnology. It is rather an emphasis on the outer world than the inner manifestations. The outer world appears on the surface to be made of separate objects, the material world. Our inner experience in deeper meditation is of a connected ocean wave of consciousness. This will be the subject of the December 5th Let's Find Out program, as Elizabeth Joyce teaches you how to raise your consciousness and reach to the higher levels of the spiritual chakras. She will give the meditation of opening your eighth chakra. This information is based on Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. The book is released and available at Amazon.com. Don't miss this excellent teaching show. You will need this information and begin to practice it as we enter the changing energies of 2012. So let's listen and let's all find out. Sunday night, December 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern.
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net. Elizabeth Joyce was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing, and she has studied with some of the world's best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul, and she's created a teaching and informative website. The website, new-visions.com, has more than 1 million visitors since 2005, and Visions of Reality can help you guide your future by working within. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness classes, and she writes informative articles and books, as well as personal one-on-one counseling with her psychic awareness. For more than 30 years, she has worked with clients worldwide to help them reach their highest potential. She removes blocks, talks with the other side, performs regressions, and clears haunted spaces. She'll guide your finances, love life, relationships, and family life, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance and pleasure. So visit new-visions.com for more information. You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Hello, welcome back to Let's Find Out. This is Bonnie McDade, and I'm here with Elizabeth Joyce and our special guest, Richard Shulman. Now, Richard, we talked a little bit about how you compose a soul portrait for an individual. Is it different when you're working with groups? Is it basically the same energy? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's a similar process, and that process, of course, is setting the intention, listening inside and then playing what I hear. The playing what I hear part is based, I have been a jazz musician and improvisatory musician for many years, as well as a classical musician. And so I'm trained to be able to hear something in my head and then play it on a keyboard, and then it's recorded on a CD for a person or for a group. Now, when I'm working with an individual, it's a little bit more specific an energy that I'm working with. But when I'm working with a group, it also can become very specific. Sometimes when I ask people in a group what they had experienced, they might have experienced sending light to a particular country, or you know, something that can be followed up with.
Every group, once they're sitting there for a while, always creates a vibration. They always create some kind of vibrationary force. So
right.
Once the group has knit, say 10 or 15 minutes into the sitting, Richard, you pick up on that, and you're very acute with it. You really give us a taste of the truth of the heart, which eventually helps us to merge into a oneness, which feels like an ocean wave of energy. That's what I've noticed.
Definitely. There becomes a unified field of the group,
mm-hmm.
and it's a marvelous experience to be working with that energy and to be playing music for the highest good of the group, because the group energy just expands, and more and more people in the group can feel it. And so what it happens is that the highest vision of that group can be expressed through music. And then
can you give us an example of that vibration?
Have you
any anecdotes, any specific examples that stand out in your mind that you would like to share with us?
Well, I guess what I could say is, again, as soon as we touch the divine connection of the group, the music is always glorious. And I just have reviews, you know, it's like, I've played for so many groups. I've played for Healing Touch groups. I've played for the Holistic Nurses Association. Each group that I play for is unique.
Right.
I've done a lot at the United Research Light Center, and they've been doing prayers for 30 years now, prayers for peace for the earth. And so it's like whenever I play there, it's like the energy is kind of like already sweeps me away. It's actually going
sure.
ahead of me.
Well, I feel like the room radiates music, and it just flows out from the divine, and it's irresistible. It creates an irresistible power that the people tune into and feel, and it's almost like you're creating an immortal message of the absolute. I really feel that, and it feels so divine and so compassionate, it melts your heart, don't you think, Bonnie?
You know what? I couldn't have said it better. That was perfect. That was beautiful. And we have been lucky enough to experience Richard's presence and his live music in our healing sessions and in concert form. And it just does. It knocks your socks right off.
Richard, what do you feel is your most successful music of all that you've created?
Well, I just want to first say it melts my heart, too, when I get to play that music. It's because it's when we touch the divine, especially if we're kind of had our minds in a mundane place, we're elevated to that place of such beauty. It's a reminder of who we really are. What's
right.
the most successful?
Yes.
Out of the 23 albums that I've done, it's like asking, which of my children do I like best? But
now, which do you feel most? I would say
that I know that you very much like Light from Assisi. And,
yeah, very much.
And that, to me, is a very pure and God-centered album. And it's very very beautiful. It still takes me to a beautiful place. And another one is Ascension Harmonics. And
oh,
you know,
we love that.
and that one does help lift people into a higher vibration as well. And I really like an album. There are two piano albums that I very much like. And one is the Higher Dimension.
Higher Dimension, I love it.
And the other one is more recent, called 1111, Piano Meditations for Awakening. And
are these all available on your website, Richard?
Yes. Am I allowed to say it on this station?
You go right ahead, please.
Please do.
It's richheartmusic.com. So it's R-I-C-H, a second H, E-A-R-T, richheartmusic.com.
Beautiful. We're going to be going into a commercial. So, Bonnie, give your website.
Well, if you didn't get that, you can get it at my website or Elizabeth's. Mine is blossomspring.com. And Elizabeth?
It's www.new-visions.com. And we'll be right back with Richard right after these messages.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Euthanate Jar's an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all-natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, and now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. Tonight's book is called The End of Time, The Mayan Prophecies Revisited by one of my closest friends, Adrian Gilbert. According to the ancient Maya, the 21st of December 2012 will be the last day of the world as we know it. On the stroke of midnight, their calendar will click around to zero for the first time in over 5,000 years. The Maya prophesied that this event would be preceded by a series of natural disasters, including earthquakes and floods, some of which may sound familiar. What will this mean for us? Should we take seriously their claims that this will be the time of an apocalyptic cataclysm? How did the Mayas, a very clever but nonetheless Stone Age people, calculate the date of an astronomical occurrence that would take place many millennia in the future? And why? These are just some of the questions posed by Adrian Gilbert, co-author of the international bestseller The Mayan Prophecies. In The End of Time, he revisits the ancient archaeological sites of the Maya and makes astonishing discoveries about their cosmology that could have profound implications on us all. The End of Time, The Mayan Prophecies Revisited by Adrian Gilbert. This is a must-read, especially if you're going on the cruise to 2012, which will take us to many of these ancient sites. Adrian Gilbert is an excellent author. The End of Time, The Mayan Prophecies Revisited. Go pick it up.
Gates to a Quiet Place by Richard Schulman. It's one of my favorites, Richard, as well as the one that you wrote about the mother. Can you tell us about both of those pieces?
Well, Gates to the Quiet Place is the introductory piece for A Higher Dimension, which was the first album that I ever did where I said, well, if I die tomorrow, I will be happy that I have accomplished this. And it's very beautiful meditative piano. The piece for the mother is that the what is it called exactly? It's for Mother Mary, the Compassionate One. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, and I use that as the background for the meditation tonight, Richard.
Oh, great! That's from Light from Assisi, and it expresses the experience that I had of feeling how helped I was by Mother Mary during my pilgrimage at Assisi. And it's on the Light from Assisi album.
You know how much I love it. I've told you that before. But it was so special today because as I was listening to it, I just sat and wrote the meditation. It's called Mother Mary, I'm at Your Feet. And
beautiful.
We're playing it at the end of the show.
Mm.
Another thing we're going to be doing at the concert for the first time, Bonnie, Richard and I are going to co-mingle my invocation that I wrote about the new sacred chakras.
That's right. That's right. We've been telling everyone all about this because we know it's going to be a very special piece the two of you have been working so hard on. So we're really looking forward to that. Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm very excited about having Elizabeth sent me the typed out version of the invocation by email, and I've done the meditation several times just from reading it, and it's very powerful.
He said he fell off the chair. Tell her about that. I love it, Richard.
No, I think I almost fell off the chair. I don't think I actually fell off the chair, but I started, the energies got so strong that I was starting to get dizzy, and I had to kind of slow things down a little bit.
Well, when we get together, when that energy fills the room, when we're doing our classes on Monday evenings, well, we understand, yes.
Mm. And Kathy fell over for a week.
That's right.
Wow.
We have a friend that was lopsided for a week until we could come and fix her other side.
Mm.
That's right. Well, this energy that's been coming through has been, well, nothing short of amazing. Of course, Elizabeth, we all know, is a very gifted psychic, so she gets messages boom, boom, boom. You get this that comes through your music, which is just incredible, indescribable. And, well, I've just written a book that's going to be out in January called Spirit Flight, and I feel like that was very much led by spirit as well. So we're all mixing together our little pieces, shall we say, to bring in this new energy to the world.
And I'm delighted that I'm going to get to work with you guys again.
And I did want to say that we did a chakra tape 17 years ago, Richard.
That's right.
We did it in 93, Chakras in Your Body. And the one that we're going to be doing now, Bonnie, is going to be the follow-up to that. We've worked with the physical chakras. Now Richard and I are going to work with the spiritual chakras, which, of course, is going to strengthen our universal body or our light body.
That's
and we're
right.
going to be able to really go into the fifth dimension a lot easier than many people will be able to.
Well, the time has come. Right now is the time for exactly this. And if you haven't already picked up Ascension, please do. This is the workbook for this energy, and we've given you the website, richheartmusic.com, for Richard Schulman's site, so you can get some of his music flowing in your house and in your head. And by all means, stay tuned to the end of the show so that you can hear the new meditation, because I'm sure it's incredible.
And Richard, I wanted to ask you one question.
Yeah. Sure.
What do you feel is the most important music now for 2012 as we go ahead to lead us into 2012? Are you composing something special for that?
Ooh.
Well, I've begun a series of I've only done one so far, but I've been starting to do albums that are blessing certain areas of the world.
That's good.
And I would say what music would be best for, you know, I would say find music that expresses unconditional love. And that is very important because unconditional love is the doorway to the higher dimensions.
And also the oneness merging together. And I've coined a new phrase. Bonnie knows it, but you don't, Richard. It's called, we're leaving the me generation and entering the we generation.
Sounds good.
Well, we do have a few more messages. We're going into another break, and then we'll be back with Richard, and we're going to finish with some very special music from Richard.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The 3 spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
Next week, December 5th, at 9 p.m. Eastern, Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, will be discussing raising your consciousness and embracing the spiritual chakras. When one lives in a life dedicated to raising one's consciousness, that of others and other planetary culture, it is also a path geared towards the natural healing and harmonization of self. This is because a higher consciousness is the principle of the oneness connection as it evolves in nature. Since self-healing, reconnection, healing, and consciousness are inseparable, this is why when something falls on our head, consciousness immediately rushes there. It is a consciousness of pain. Imagine raising consciousness as akin to raising an orphan in our modern world. This is because consciousness is not well recognized in modern physics, chemistry, or biotechnology. It is rather an emphasis on the outer world than the inner manifestations. The outer world appears on the surface to be made of separate objects, the material world. Our inner experience in deeper meditation is of a connected ocean wave of consciousness. This will be the subject of the December 5th Let's Find Out program, as Elizabeth Joyce teaches you how to raise your consciousness and reach to the higher levels of the spiritual chakras. She will give the meditation of opening your 8th chakra. This information is based on Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. The book is released and available at Amazon.com. Don't miss this excellent teaching show. You will need this information and begin to practice it as we enter the changing energies of 2012. So let's listen and let's all find out. Sunday night, December 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern.
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our 4th year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net. You are listening to bbsradio.com. If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number 1 live Internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now,
Let's Find Out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Hi, we're back with Bonnie McDade and Elizabeth Joyce and our special guest, Richard Shulman. And Richard's website is richheartmusic.com. You can find more information about Elizabeth at new-visions.com and myself, blossomspring.com. Now, Richard, we would love to hear a little bit about what you might have planned for us when you come to see us next week.
Well, we're going to do a musical soul portrait for the group like we did last year. We will do some holiday music, some Christmas carols. I'm not going to reveal which ones.
Okay.
But I will say that we will feel that bliss and grace of the season from that music. And Elizabeth and I haven't talked about some of the details yet. I'm looking forward to doing that. And
the invocation.
Huh?
The invocation.
Oh, yes, we're doing the Elizabeth's new invocation for the chakras, for the spiritual chakras, and I'm very excited about that. And what else are we doing?
Well, we're going to give the stewardship awards, which I think is important. Bonnie, tell us a little bit about the stewardship awards.
Yes, for the first time, we're going to be giving back to the community, to the people who have actually been helping us to give to the community. Now, the BCMA has been in place for 3 years. We're going into our fourth year now. So over this time, of course, we've helped many charities, and we haven't done it by ourselves. There's been a lot of help from the community. Different businesses and organizations have not only donated their funds, but they've donated their time, and they've really gotten involved and given us a good start. So aside from hearing Richard's beautiful music, we're going to honor those people in our community who have really stepped forward and helped us to support the Red Cross Homeless Shelter in Bucks County and the SPCA in Lahaska and the hospice over at Abington for the children. And for this specific concert, we're going to be allocating funds for BARC, which is the School for Autistic and Down Syndrome Children. They've had their funding pretty much pulled out from under them for their arts in their school, so performing arts and visual arts. And we're hoping that we're going to be able to help supplement that for them so that these children can, well, basically communicate again. This is the worst kind of loss for a group of children with these special needs, don't you think?
Because they love music.
That's
and
right.
I know, Richard, we were talking about autism last week, and both of us know that the autistic child is the musical child. They're the ones that, as they're adults, are going to go out and tune your piano. And music to them is like its own language, don't you think, Richard?
There are many autistic people with very unique and amazing musical abilities.
Mm-hmm. So that seems to be a very wonderful dedication for us. We did get a little publicity, and people are starting to get very excited because they're realizing that our concert is actually an avenue of feeling peace and joy as we go into the holiday season, which makes shopping a lot easier with Mercury retrograde.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, definitely sets the tone. This is something that's very important when you come into this frantic time. And, yes, with Mercury retrograde, we're going to need all the help we can get.
Richard, tell us a little bit more about Ascension Harmonics and how you feel that's going to be added into the new energies of opening the heart. Let's talk about opening the heart with your music.
Well, all of my music comes from a place of surrendering and opening my heart to the divine music that flows through me. And so out of resonance, other people resonate with that open-hearted feeling in the music and then can enjoy that feeling themselves. With regards to Ascension Harmonics, there are energies embedded in each of the songs, and each song goes to a higher vibration than the one before. And so, for instance, there's a song, one song called Love, the next one is called Forgiveness, and the next one is called Freedom. Well, you can't get to freedom until you go through forgiveness. So, each song goes to a higher vibration, and there's also on that album there's suggestions in the liner notes for each of us to work with our higher selves as we listen, and to embody the right amount of the higher vibrations that are right for us at this time. So, for me, I can just like lie down and listen to that album still after so many years, and just feel really energized. And
well, it does something to the body. You do create your own unique vibration. As you know, Bonnie and I are now going around with the blessings of Amici and helping people raise their vibration. And we're doing this through our divine sittings as well as through our healing work. It's all new work this year ever since we saw her in Washington, D.C. And what's happening is people are feeling their body shake. They're feeling their body begin to become in harmony with a new vibration. We're even having people experience something called divine headaches because it seems to happen so fast. And when the eighth chakra starts to open, sometimes it can create an uncomfortableness. Right, Bonnie?
Yeah, sometimes accompanied by a little bit of dizziness or just a little throbbing in the temple. Mostly, though, this is something that you can calm by just getting quiet, breathing deeply, and realigning yourself with the energy. But yes, it is very powerful, and it is coming in very quickly, yes.
And so you mean that the energy, for instance, is moving up against blockages in the body.
Right. And your music frees it.
And so as one relaxes with the music or relaxes into the energy, that any blockages are relaxed and released. So then
correct.
The energy
it
can
makes
move
it easier
freely.
When you raise the vibration, the energy gets released spontaneously, so you don't have to go through the karma, and you don't have to go through any kind of tape release or anything. It just melts as the vibration gets higher, which is why it's good to encourage that.
Isn't that good news? I love that.
Beautiful.
Synchronicity. You know, we're going to hear a little piece of Holiday because I wanted to play it at the end of the show. So let's listen to Alleluia by Richard Schumann, and then we'll be back. Go to the concert, do some creos, and dance all over the room.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great. We'll see you there.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Now, that's this coming Friday. No, it's this
Saturday. Coming Friday. It's Saturday night. Bonnie,
that's right. It's Saturday
Friday
night. Then the workshop is Sunday.
Yes.
That's right.
We're all set for you. We've got the people. We've got the food. Just get yourself here.
Now, we know all of you out there are drooling, and you cannot wait to come and hear Richard's music, so make sure you go right away to www.thebcma.net and buy your tickets.
And if you have a problem on the website, you can always call 215-996-0646, and you can purchase your tickets on the phone as well. So, and there's always tickets at the door, Bonnie. The newspaper got out and said there'd be tickets at the door, so that's going to be wonderful. We welcome all of you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Richard, so much for joining us tonight. It was a great pleasure, and we cannot wait to see you this weekend.
And my pleasure, too. I'm very much looking forward to spending time with you guys again.
Thank you, Richard. Good. See you soon.
Have a great night.
Now we're going to go into the meditation. Mother Mary, I am at your feet, with music by Richard Schulman. Thank you tonight. Good night, Bonnie.
God bless.
We are always welcomed by the Mother. The Supreme Soul is pure and transcendent love. It cannot see a part different from itself. So there can be no question of forgetting. The Mother always remembers you, but your remembrance of the Mother is equally important. When you remember that you are the Mother's child, the child of God, and the son or daughter of the Mother, when you remember that, she is always with you. She sees all your actions and is your sole protector. She is your guide. You are remembering the whole, and you are recalling your real nature into the true abode. Mary, oh my dearest Mother, I have stolen silently off to see you. Bless me, Mother. Bless your child. Some time ago, we were shown the love of the Mother. A woman was chosen to give birth to a son without marriage. The trumpet sounded, the angels sang, and the hearts were opened. We were shown that we would live forevermore because of this great birth. Mary, did you know? Did you know that your son would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy had come to make us new? That this child would soon come back to deliver you? This master has walked with the angels. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will leap, the dead will awaken, and the dawn will see the rising up of man. In the past, our human egos manipulated us into believing that we could change the circumstances of our lives by changing outer appearances. In truth, outer appearances will only change if we can address the cause of the problem. When we deal with just outer appearances of a situation, instead of what is creating the problem, it is like trying to change the reflection of a mirror without changing the object that is causing the reflection in the first place. This is a futile effort, and we will fail every time. Monumental changes are taking place on the earth, and humanity is standing at a crossroads. We can choose to remain in the quagmire of our painful human misconceptions and miscreation, or we can co-create a new movement that will move us forward into the light. The good news is that this choice in the fifth dimension energy is easier than it ever was before. Because of the unprecedented influx of light that has taken place recently and continues on, the I Am Presence, the divinity within every person, is at long last reclaiming dominion over our earthly experiences. The divine intervention of our I Am Presence is allowing the heart of the Mother to work more closely with us than ever before. The selfless messengers of our Mother Divine are asking us to join them now in unified consciousness to co-create the movement that will transform this planet and all life evolving upon her into the full expression of heaven on earth, which is her divine destiny. The movement, which we now co-create with the guidance of Amma's hand, is the movement of love. In deep gratitude for our ability to serve life in this way, let's join together in consciousness and meditation with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. And let's unify our hearts with the heart of the Divine Mother. Together, we will co-create a new energy of love that will be far more powerful than any of the human miscreations that are currently causing humanity's pain and suffering. Beloved Mother, we ask you now expand the ring of fire, burning away all that which is not love, and send down to us the divine love that is pulsating within every person's heart. Create from this sacred ring of fire a tremendous heart of pure divine love that expands and expands until it envelops the entire planet Earth. This resplendent heart of pure divine love now magnetizes the love of God from every ascended level of being in the universe. This unfathomable influx of love floods the earth and bathes every atomic and subatomic particle in a wave of precious light. Energy in its healing, the love of light. This activity of fifth dimension energetic light creates an archetype that will form a pattern of perfection for our planetary movement into the heart of the Milky Way, manifesting divine love within the heart and mind of every man, woman, and child on earth. Our Heavenly Mother, all the divine masters, the entire company of heaven, and the I Am Presence of every person on earth joins together now as one unified force of divine love, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one unified consciousness of pure divine love. Breathe in. We now breathe in previously unknown frequencies of the love of God from every core of creation. Breathe out. Breathe in. Beyond the 12th chakra and the 12th dimension into the heart of every person on earth, this unprecedented influx of divine energy is now flowing through every heart flame, creating a symphony of love that envelops our souls and interpenetrates our beloved Mother Earth and all her life. Breathe out. This influx of divine love now penetrates into the fifth dimensional heart chakra, the 10th chakra of every person on this planet. The I Am presence of every man, woman, and child becomes a power point of light, unified in the consciousness with the I Am presence of every other person on earth, breathing in, assimilating, expanding, and projecting this force field of divine love throughout humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire atmosphere of the earth, as well as our solar system. The I Am presence with every person is now the open golden door for this resplendent light. At inner levels, every person on the planet is expressing the force field of unconditional divine love. Through the I Am presence, every person is seeking the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, and hearing the cosmic tones and moving melodies of love. All of the new colors of the spiritual chakras and the higher cosmic tones are coming into play. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love in action. We are collectively changing the core vibration of the primal light substance, which has gone into creating the present negative forces manifesting on earth at this time. Through the divine love of our Heavenly Mother, all divine masters, and the entire company of heaven, as well as the I Am presence of every person on earth, we are the energetic frequency behind the force field of divine love now established on earth. Together we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of divine love over which humanity is now ascending out of our long exile into darkness, and we are coming and embracing the fifth dimensional realms of light. This is our ascension. This is what our movement of divine love is attracting to each of us personally and to all of us collectively. We are being raised into a profound frequency never before experienced, the inner awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are, here and now, the masters of love that we were always destined to be. We are beings of love, accepting responsibility for loving this planet Earth and her life. We are free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. Our Heavenly Mother, all the divine masters, the entire company of heaven, and the I Am presence of every person on earth are now intensifying their light through every person's heart flame, the higher heart, the spiritual heart chakra. As the spiritual chakras open, this activity of light is lifting humanity into a higher octave of divine service. Every person on earth is being permanently surrounded with a cosmic force field of divine love. This force field is initiating each of us to go into a higher order of service to humanity and into this high frequency of light, which will greatly enhance our ability to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth in our universal body as well as our physical world form. We accept this fifth dimensional frequency of light as beings of God as we are hereinafter called into service.